Prestige Worldwide Dynasty Fantasy Football League Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Baywall PPC. Pay-per-click puts you in the captain's seat of your marketing efforts. Through data-driven optimization, your brand will be put front and center in front of your key demographics. We'll help you bring in increased conversions and qualified sales leads. Our pay-per-click team will examine your traffic to make sure you're not wasting a penny on unnecessary spend and focus on driving in traffic that will maximize your return on investment. Visit BaywallPPC.com to learn more. All right, we're back. Week two in the books. Wow, what a week it was. Holy shit, there were some nasty injuries this week. Across the board, too. It's pretty bad. Life update, not much going on. It's Tuesday, September 19th. It's 8:19 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Doing some renovations to the condo here. Just ripped out the living room and kitchen floor. We got new countertops in, new floors go down on Thursday, and yeah, that's really about it. So keep this one short and sweet and jump right into it. All right, game scores. Philadelphia beat Minnesota on Thursday night. Atlanta beat Green Bay. Buffalo beat Las Vegas. Baltimore beat Cincy. That's shocking. Cincy's 0-2. Seattle, unfortunately, beat our Lions in overtime. Indy beat Houston. Kansas City beat Jacksonville. Tampa Bay beat Bears. The Bears are dog shit. Tennessee beat the Chargers. The Chargers are also dog shit. Giants with a miraculous plus 1,000 on the books at halftime for them to win the game. And they won the game. So that's that. San Francisco beat Rams. Dallas beat New York Jets. Washington squeaked by Denver. Miami beat up on New England. New Orleans snuck by Carolina. And Pittsburgh takes the victory over Cleveland. All right, then we got our top fantasy performers of the week. At quarterback, Daniel Jones led the way with 30.74 points. Closely followed by Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson and Josh Dobbs. Josh Dobbs, who week one had less than 1 point. Week two comes back and is a top five fantasy quarterback with 25.22 points. Let's move over to running back. Brian Robinson, top running back this week, 27.9. Followed by DeAndre Swift and Raheem Mostert and Kyren Williams. Wow. Cam Akers is just non-existent. That's crazy. Wide receivers, Keenan Allen led the way with 27. Mike Evans close behind with 26.1. T. Higgins, 25. Nico Collins cracks the top five here, 24. And Puka Nacua Cup rounds out the top five there. Tight ends, T.J. Hockenson, 22. Hunter Henry, 14. Mark Andrews, Darren Waller, and Travis Kelce. So some familiar names there at the top for tight ends. And defenses. Pittsburgh led the way with 29. Solid performance last night against the Browns. Tampa Bay, Dallas, Seattle, and Buffalo round out the top five there. Yeah, so that's some of the top fantasy scores for week two. Let's move over to our week of report for the Prestige Worldwide Fantasy Football Dynasty League. Best manager goes to Liver Spotted Hands. Liver Spotted Hands set a lineup that was 93% of their perfect possible lineup, which I believe Liver Spotted Hands won this last week, so congratulations, 2 weeks in a row. Just really playing their perfect lineup almost. I think he was 90% last week as well, so that's huge. Worst manager, Team Seemiet. They set the worst lineup and only scored 54% of their perfect possible lineup. So congratulations to Team CMAT for worst manager of the week. Biggest blowout, Team Titan Up crushed me 136.82 to 87.6. Just unfortunate for me. That is a margin of 56.2%. So he absolutely just wiped the floor with my team this week, which is really unfortunate. Let's see. Narrow victory. Boats and Hoes squeaked by Team Johnny Watts by a margin of 0.09%, 118.78 to 117.74. So narrow victory there. That's huge. Less than a point. Little over a point, sorry. And he squeaks by and gets a W. That's huge in fantasy. Highest scorer, Team Titan Up, 136.82. Lowest score, The Gilded Lady, 73.72. Overachiever, Titan Up. I mean, highest scorer might as well be the overachiever every week. I don't understand that. Below expectation, Team CMAT, he missed their projection by 96.43% or 22%. Or 96.43 points, also 22%. QB of the week in our league, Jalen Hurts, 25.22. Running back of the week, Brian Robinson. Wide receiver of the week, Keenan Allen. Tight end of the week, TJ Hockenson. Yeah, so these are just top performers I mentioned earlier. They just don't get listed here if someone benches them. It looks like Team MeldoJA did bench Daniel Jones. So congratulations, Team MeldoJA. You benched the week two fantasy leading scorer of the entire week in Daniel Jones. Yeah, just really unfortunate there. DeAndre Swift. Ooh, Zach left DeAndre Swift on the bench. Team Mena left Nico Collins on the bench. Oh, another one. Zach Boson Hells left Hunter Henry on the bench. That's not good to make this list twice. And then Team CMAT left Seattle defense on the bench. let's take a look at some of the waiver wires the past week or so. Boson Hells added Indianapolis Colts. He added Mac Jones, dropped Deion Jackson. Team Keegan added Adam Troutman. Let's see. Team Nighthawk added Green Bay Packers. Dropped Tyrion Davis Price. Team KK added Chris Rodriguez. Team KK added Durham Smythe. And Team KK added Curtis Samuel. Team CMAT added Houston Texans. Dropped A.T. Perry. Boats and Hoes added Aaron Rodgers. Drops Indianapolis Colts. Liver Spotted Hands added Travion Williams. Team Nighthawk puts Brian Robinson on the trade block. And just 9 hours ago, Team Keegan changes their team name to Team 36 Minute Phone Calls. So that's a new thing I'll have to get used to. Team 36 Minute Phone Calls. And then next I'll just run through the matchups from our league this past week. Titan Up crushed me, like I said before, 136.82 to 87.6. Mike Concho gets the win and moves to 2-0, 116.12 to 86.46 for Team 36 Minute Phone Calls. He falls to 0-2. Team Nighthawk moves to 2-0, 113.24. Team CMAT moves to 0-2. He had 75.06. Liver Spotted Hands, he moves to 2-0 against Gilded Lady, who moves to 0-2. 104.5 to 73.72. Team MeldoJA gets his first win of the season, moves to 1-1. Team Mena falls to him. Team Mena moves to 0-2. That one was a close one, 107.64 to 105.68. And then Boats and Hoes moves to 2-0. Like I mentioned earlier, squeaks by, narrow victory here, 118.78. to 117.74 over Team Johnny Watts, who falls to 1-1. Standings. Mike Concho in first with waiver 3. Team Nighthawk in second with waiver 7. Liver Spotted Hands in third with waiver 11. Boats and Hoes in fourth with waiver 9. Those are the 2-0 undefeated teams. In fifth is Team Johnny Watts with waiver 6. Tighten Up with waiver 2. Team Metal Though JA waiver 8. Team KK waiver 4. Those are the 1-1 teams. And then the absolutely bottom of the barrel teams, Team Enna, 0-2 with waiver 1. Team Guild Lady, 0-2 with waiver 12. Team 36 Minute Phone Calls, 0-2 with waiver 10. And then Team CBET, 0-2 with waiver 5. So yeah, that was our week in the Prestige Worldwide Fantasy Football Dynasty League. Let's quickly run through some of the injuries. First one's the obvious, Nick Chubb, likely out for the season. If you were fortunate enough to find a close-up of the video of that play, yeah, his knee was like basically inverted. It was gross. Nick Chubb carted off the field early in the second quarter of the team's 26-22 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers with a left knee injury. Browns coach Kevin Stefanski said following the loss that Chubb sustained a significant knee injury. The team expects him to be sidelined for the remainder of the season. Chubb was injured when he took a handful, ran in between the tackles, and was hit low by Steelers safety Minkah Fitzpatrick. Chubb and Fitzpatrick were both injured on the play, but Chubb stayed down in the field in what looked like a gruesome knee injury. And it was. When the play was shown on replay at Acrisure Stadium, the crowd had an empathetic reaction. Some other ones for fantasy that are relevant. These are all defense. Anthony Richardson, concussion update. let's see. At least 5 NFL players sustained concussions during their week 2 games, and their availability for week 3 games could be in question. Indianapolis Colts rookie Anthony Richardson was the only quarterback of this group sustaining a concussion after the back of his head hit the deck when he was pushed to the ground following his second rushing touchdown early in the second quarter of their 31-20 win over the Houston Texans. Really unfortunate for Richardson. I mean, the dude is legit. 2 rushing touchdowns. He's just crazy. Great quarterback to have in fantasy. I hope he's okay. I hope he can play week 3. Devontae Adams, good to go after a concussion. Adams is, quote, good, Raiders coach Josh McDaniels told reporters on Monday. Adams could return to practice this week. Dolphins, Jalen Waddle in concussion protocol. Jalen Waddle was placed in concussion protocol on Monday. Waddle took a hit to the back of the head from a New England Patriots defender late in Miami's 24-17 victory. Giant star Saquon Barkley has a right ankle injury. Barkley had an MRI on Monday, and an individual with knowledge of the situation. That's what it says. An individual with knowledge of the situation confirmed that the testing revealed Barkley has a low ankle sprain. So yeah, that's probably a good 3 or 4 weeks for him. He's gone. Unfortunate. Odell Beckham Jr. hampered by ankle injury. OBJ, his comeback hit a snag on Sunday as the Ravens receiver was ruled out of the second half of their week 2 win over the Bengals with an ankle injury. Let's see. 2 Lions players. David Montgomery has a thigh injury. Oh, the other one's defense. Washington's Logan Thomas has a concussion. I don't think he is owned in our league, so that's not a big deal there. Hope he gets better, though. Those are the major injuries of the week. I think that's it. Short and sweet, rinse and repeat. I will leave you with the quote of the week. That's what makes it so fun to be on a team. You're sitting at your house, thinking up this wild, crazy stuff as to how it's going to go. And the other guys are sitting at their houses doing the exact same thing. Bill Walton.